This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, NASA gets the go-ahead to continue its contract that will help send people back to the moon again. The Thrift Savings Plan reaches a major milestone. And agencies have yet another tool in the box to combat cyber threats. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. NASA is able to move forward with a contract award involving its plans for sending people back to the moon. The Government Accountability Office denied protests from Blue Origin and Dynetics on the agency's source selection of SpaceX to continue the development of its human landing system. This means NASA can now award the contract that involves the first crewed mission back to the moon under its Artemis plan. Contractors will no longer need a number from Dun & Bradstreet starting April 4th. The General Services Administration says the move away from Dun's numbers and to the Unique Entity ID, or UEI, will be official in 9 months. Current government contractors already have been assigned a UEI. New contractors will obtain an identification code through the SAM.gov portal starting in October. Agencies are beginning to migrate their systems to UEI and away from Dun's numbers with a deadline of April 2022. A bill aimed at small business participation in the federal marketplace passes the Senate. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more on that.
The Promoting Rigorous and Innovative Cost Efficiencies, or PRICE Act, would require the Office of Management and Budget to train the federal acquisition workforce on ways to make small businesses a central part of their contracting decisions. Senators Gary Peters and Joni Ernst introduced the bill, which now heads to the House. The Small Business Administration reports the federal government awarded a record-breaking $145 billion in contracts to small businesses last year, but the number of businesses receiving prime contracts is decreasing. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Top senators on the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee lead a bill that would give the federal acquisition workforce a crash course in artificial intelligence. Senators Gary Peters and Rob Portman say the bill directs the Office of Management and Budget to create and regularly update the acquisition training program, which should include the ethical and national security risks posed by this technology. The bill encourages OMB to seek feedback from the public and private sectors on ways to improve the training. Over 3 million people are invested in the Thrift Savings Plan's lifecycle funds for the first time. The TSP hit that milestone last month. Over 500,000 of those participants are invested in the six new L funds the TSP established last summer. The number of participants receiving the full TSP matching rate is also at a new record. 83% of federal employee retirement system participants are contributing at least 5% toward their TSP. And almost 72% of active duty TSP participants are getting the full matching rate. Senate Republicans want to know what federal union reps are up to now that the Biden administration restored a key labor policy. We get more from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
The practice of using normal work hours for union activities is back on at most agencies. That practice is known as official time. Six Senate Republicans want to know how much official time federal employees are using and what they're using it for. The Trump administration reduced official time, but President Biden restored it through an executive order in the first days of his presidency. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
An important cyber official in the Biden administration is on the move. Alan Friedman, the director of cybersecurity initiatives at the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, will start a new job at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency in the coming weeks. Friedman says he will expand the work on the Software Bill of Materials initiative at CISA. In July, the Commerce Department published the minimum elements that make up an SBOM. President Joe Biden's cyber executive order directs agencies to consider requiring SBOMs from contractors. Agencies could soon see changes to a law governing how they must secure their data, networks, and systems. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
The Federal Information Security Modernization Act hasn't seen any major updates since 2014. But Michigan Democratic Senator Gary Peters is working on a FISMA reform bill. The White House expects to see a proposal from lawmakers very soon. Biden administration officials are already intent on updating how the law works. They want to shift away from FISMA's compliance-based approach, and they want to work in some of the new processes from President Biden's May executive order on cybersecurity. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
And a new cybersecurity shared service is available for all agencies to use. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
The Departments of Homeland Security, Labor, and Interior are among the first set of agencies planning to use the new Vulnerability Disclosure Platform, or VDP, from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. CISA's Cyber Quality Services Management Office officially launched the service on Friday. The VDP will be a single, centrally managed online website for agencies to let security researchers and others know which websites they should analyze for vulnerabilities and submit reports for analysis. Through the VDP, CISA and agencies will now be able to coordinate with the security research community in a more streamlined fashion. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com, search Federal Newscast, and subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. I'm Eric White.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.